You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're kicking off a new series today called First Wisconsinites, Dispatches from Native American Life in Wisconsin Today. And we start today with a look at education.
Jason Dropick joins us now. He's the head of the Indian Community School in Milwaukee. Jason, welcome to Central Time.
Bonjour. Thank you so much, Miigwech, for having us, Veronica.
Well, I wonder if we could start by with a description. Could you tell us what the Indian Community School in Milwaukee is?
Absolutely. The Indian Community School is a pre-K through 8th grade school servicing students of American Indian descent in the Milwaukee County area. We're located in Franklin, which is right outside of Milwaukee, and our students are come to our grounds, which is 178 acres of land, to gain a good cultural and academic education.
And how do students find out about the school?
One of the ways primarily is word of mouth. We have a lot of family members that have had students that graduated from the Indian Community School. It started in 1969 from some parents that were frustrated and wanting to make sure that their students gained a good cultural identity and education. So they started with some homeschooling, and it really has kind of gone on through some traditions, family members sharing with other family members. We're definitely trying to make sure that the community knows more about us, traveling to local reservations and other areas, sharing with schools in the Milwaukee County vicinity, trying to get people aware of what we're doing.
How many tribes are there represented in the school?
So this was a pretty interesting question. It's over 16 tribes, but when we look at the tribes themselves, there's many differences. So even within those 16 different tribes that are currently represented, we have well over 20, because that doesn't take into account different, for instance, Ojibwe tribes that have different bands and they have very distinct governments and locations and reservations. So we're well over 20, but we identify with 16 different specific tribes that will include some Potawatomis together, even though they might come from different reservations, or Ojibwe, or other tribes as well.
You mentioned that some parents initially were frustrated and wanted to make sure their children had a good cultural education. What does that mean, and how does the school address that?
Sure, absolutely. I think that, you know, in the foundings and some of the teachings that I received from those that came before was really that students had a very distinct culture, and in many educational settings, things such as language or traditions or customs that families pass on to their kids aren't able to be taught or valued or shared in a school-type setting. So the students are able to learn a lot about their culture and traditions, including language, and also be a part of many of the teachings that have been passed on from generation to generation.
Now, you said this is an intertribal school, about 20 different tribes represented there, and so that must mean students come with different knowledge, different experiences, different cultures. How does that inform the curriculum?
So that's definitely a continuing task for us to try to make sure that we are addressing to the best of our ability. Within that, it allows the students, so we do our best to try to make sure that we are giving a very wide, diverse experience for our students, so that it's not just the knowledge of one tribe or one language or one way of being, but really as many as we can possibly expose our students and staff to. So that's through bringing in people from around the community, different reservations in the state of Wisconsin, experts that live in the area of Milwaukee, the city or county. And we try to continue to grow, and as we grow, then our students can grow. And so as many experiences as we can give them is what we look to do. And through that, they really gain an understanding of acceptance and realizing that there are many ways that people practice what they believe, many different ways of being, and that we are to respect all of those.
We're talking right now with Jason Dropick, head of the Indian Community School near Milwaukee. And Jason, I want to talk about the languages aspect, because that's a part of what the school emphasizes. How many languages are taught there right now?
So currently we have three languages that are taught. We have Oneida, Menominee, and Ojibwe. So all students from K-4 through 8th grade receive language instruction every day. And so they're immersed in language, and we're trying to continue to not just have that in a classroom, but then also throughout our building and with all of our teachers. So teachers are also, if I'm a 4th grade teacher, for instance, I go to a 4th grade language class with my students, and I'm learning right alongside the students. So those three languages, as well as others that come in and visit, but for sure our school, you know, has those three language teachers of those.
How important is that language component to the school and its mission?
It's essential, and so we have a lot of conversations around that. Language, you know, is culture, and a lot of the cultural beliefs and different ways of being and traditions and ceremonies that are held within Native communities, they can't be held without the language. And so keeping that language going, especially as important as language is to a person's state of being and a way of helping them navigate the world around them, is really important to us, because also within that language, there's very meaningful ideas that are taught and concepts that students are able to get, not just from learning words, but really learning about the language and what it means to the people that came before them.
Have you seen that in action with your students, that learning these languages, studying them, opens the door to a greater cultural understanding?
It does. We had last year, for instance, one of our 8th grade students who was able to recite a very, very important Thanksgiving address from the Haudenosaunee in Oneida, and she could do that whole Thanksgiving address really showing thanks for everything that is around us, that has come before us, that's going to come after us. And that giving thanks, putting things into perspective and allowing the students to be able to see outside of themselves is a really important lesson. And to be able to do that in the language, I know meant a lot to her, definitely meant a lot to our teachers and our students and our community.
How much of the curriculum would you say centers around the cultural aspects like we've been talking about, and how much would you say is maybe more similar to other schools in Wisconsin?
So that's a good question as well. Our goal with curriculum is always to infuse culture in all that we do. The school is founded on providing students with that culturally grounded teachings and help them navigate the ever-changing world around them. You know, we continue to do our best to provide meaningful academic experience as well, because we know that our students are going to go and live in many different experiences and opportunities and worlds. And so having a good, strong cultural understanding and identity is also important, but a strong academic ability, so that there's, you know, the roadblocks are not in their way and that they can take on whatever challenges they are. You know, we try to do our best to infuse it, and we really want everything that we do, regardless of what it is, to also have a cultural lens that is applied to it. So that's something that we continue to grow. But you would come into our school, it would look like many other schools. It would feel a little bit different in terms of how the core values kind of ground us in what we do. But it definitely is a school where students are prepared so that they can be successful in the future.
What else is included in the cultural curriculum? We looked at languages. Can you tell us a little bit about the other aspects?
Absolutely. We actually went on a tour where we got to go visit many of the we went to all the reservations in the state of Wisconsin to talk about what do our communities, our stakeholders, what do they expect out of a school that services Native American students. And we came up with strands. We looked at all of the information that was given to us, the over 800 voices that we listened to, and really came into many different main topics: living in a good way, tribal connections, stories, treaties, sovereignty, tribal government, Indian law and policy, and then connections to the earth. So all of those were really key strands that are also supported here at the school.
And Jason, as we start to wrap up, what is your goal for students at the school, and what do you want them to leave with?
We want them to leave with everything. So can you wish for everything? I suppose you could do that. You know, if we think back to the mission statement of the school, which is that, you know, the Indian Community School cultivates an enduring cultural identity and critical thinking by weaving indigenous teachings with a distinguished learning environment, which is, you know, pretty intense. But what does it really mean? It's that we want our students to have a proud, strong Native identity that prepares them for whatever their future has in store for them. And if with that strong cultural understanding and that really strong base, that they can then take on any obstacles that may come up in front of them in the future.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
Miigwech. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
That was Jason Dropick, head of the Indian Community School in Milwaukee.